Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Did you know that the highest-selling music CD last year was not Drake or Adele or Lady Gaga, but Mozart? Well, this week, we want you to meet three extraordinary musicians who have devoted themselves to a particular form of music, the music of the Renaissance.
I heard this chant, and it was like a thunderbolt. And I thought, oh my goodness, I must learn how to do this. And that was the start of the love affair.
We'll meet the members of the Aya Vocal Ensemble and hear what makes them tick, as well as their opinions on music's role in making you a better person. Aya Vocal Ensemble on this week's American Cafe. British singer Adele swept the major Grammys earlier this month, taking home 5 of the coveted trophies. But did you know that the best-selling CD of 2016 was not Adele's 25, but Mozart 225, the complete edition? The 200-CD set of all the composer's works shipped more than 1.25 million copies. Not bad for a classical CD. But it was love, not commercial success, that led soprano Alison Mundell to pursue her musical dreams after she heard the chants of 12th-century mystic and abbess Hildegard von Bingen.
I heard this chant, and it was like a thunderbolt. And I thought, oh my goodness, I must learn how to do this. And that was the start of the love affair.
After getting her Master's of Music in Early Music Performance from the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Alison co-founded the early music ensemble Aya. The group has earned high praise for their interpretations and performances of medieval and Renaissance music. Aya is currently performing to support an exhibit on the Renaissance sculptor Luca della Robbia at Washington's National Gallery of Art. Alison Mundell says that she picks music for the ensemble for a number of reasons.
Typically, I will have some seed of inspiration, whether it's a piece or a composer or a theme. For instance, we are working currently on a program we call Heart Form. And the seed of this particular program was a holy sonnet of John Donne.
Mezzo-soprano Kristen Dubenyon-Smith co-founded Aya with Alison Mundell in 2010. She says that balancing their voices takes both communication and humility.
We have to make sure that one voice doesn't stick out over another. I often find that it's my voice that might be too loud or too whatever. So yes, there's a discussion. We work together. We craft these pieces so beautifully with the direction of Alison, and she has such a wonderful ear and idea.
Soprano Crossley Hahn is a summa cum laude graduate of Catholic University here in Washington. She told me that pursuing a career as a professional singer can be as much paperwork as it is performance.
No one really tells you that going into a career as a singer is half administrative work as well. There's so much time spent just trying to finagle your own schedule to make all of your gigs from different groups work together, and it's really an art in itself.
The Trump administration's budget has advocated cuts in the National Endowment for the Arts. Lydia Kontos is the executive director of the Kauffman Music Center in New York City, which receives support from the NEA. She told me that cutting federal funding would be a catastrophe.
And every time the NEA is cited as a, you know, funding source for any particular program, it's making a statement about how it is important for what's being done that's being funded is important for our country.
Allison Mundell, who in addition to working with AYA, also teaches voice at the National Cathedral's Chorister Program and at Georgetown University, says that art, and music performance in particular, are vital to producing healthy people and healthy societies.
It helps you learn how to better schedule your time, how to schedule your homework, your social activities, your general ability to be clear, be disciplined, and find a higher standard for the way that you hold yourself and become accountable to others. It is food for the spirit. It is food for the soul. And it helps, in my opinion, elevate society and elevates the, what do I want to say? The general goodwill of human beings everywhere.
AYA is currently finalizing their second CD. Their first recording, Stella Serena, Celestial Hymns to the Virgin, is available online and on CD. If you would like to see a video of the ensemble performing, log on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments about our program. For archival editions of our show, go to voanews.com, click on the Listen tab, and look under Our Broadcast Programs. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.